My fellow Toastmasters and honored guests, I want you to take a journey back with me to 1981. You've just made a trip to the record store, and you have purchased a brand new album on the advice of the clerk there. You have no idea what's on it. But you bring the record home with great anticipation. You take it over, drop it on your turntable, maybe spritz it with your favorite pre-treatment, brush your stylus off, turn the amplifier on, and your speakers respond with a gentle thump to indicate that the monster is coming to life. Put the needle on the lead-in, and you go back to your favorite chair and sit and listen. The album was recommended to you because the artist, this was his first solo album from a progressive rock group where he had been the drummer prior. Some of you already may know who this is. And you sit back and you listen, and the first sound you hear is maybe a little bit underwhelming. Is he using a drum machine? All right, a little bit of ethereal guitar there, nice synthesizer drone, and then the lyrics start, and you start to get into the story of this absolute seething loathing that this singer has for whomever the song is about. You hate to be that guy. And as the anger builds in the song, you get to a point where you feel there's got to be a crescendo in this music somewhere. And boy, was that the understatement of the decade. Because next thing you know, this sound just explodes from your speakers and brings you to your feet. Wham-bam, ba-bam, 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 boom, boom. You have just gotten your first experience of gated reverb. Gated reverb was an effect that was developed by sound engineer Hugh Pagham working with Phil Collins. The album, of course, was Face Value, and the song you've just been listening to is In the Air Tonight. A gated reverb is a compound of three special effects. It is a reverb, go figure, a gate, and a compressor. Reverb, we understand. Reverb is just an echo. As it happens, the studio where Phil Collins is working has a stone wall down at one end of the studio to give the studio a nice, open, natural reverb. The gate is a dynamic effect. It keeps a channel quiet when things are not going on. So if the sound level coming through that channel is below a certain level, it mutes it. When it comes up above that level, it opens it up, takes the mute off, allows it to continue. When it drops below, it mutes it again. The third effect, which is not in the name, is a compressor. A compressor is an automated volume control. So when the volume is soft, it turns it up. When it is loud, it turns it down. When you put these three effects together, you end up changing what is called the envelope of the drum. Normally, the sound of a drum rises very sharply and then falls off very quickly, and the only thing that's left is a little bit of ringing at the end. Through a gated reverb, this rise is made even sharper, and the volume level will hold up here until it hits a certain level and then drop off like a rock. And that is the sound that thicked up Phil Collins' drums and many others. It was a complete accident. You see, this studio was brand new. And when Phil Collins was working on a prior album, not one of his, but one of Peter Gabriel's, for which he was the session drummer, he was sitting in the studio practicing, warming up, messing around, whatever. Meanwhile, Hugh Padgham was sitting in the control room. In the control room, they had an intercom because studios are soundproof rooms. From inside, you can't hear what's going on outside. From outside, you can't hear what's going on inside. So they had an intercom. Going from the control room to the studio was a push-talk system. You push, it mutes things, you speak, you release it, things go back to normal. For the return channel, hanging in the ceiling of the studio was a single microphone right in the middle of the room. This could get, as you might well imagine, very annoying. So to make it less annoying, they put a gate on it. So unless there was some sound going on inside the studio, the gate would not allow any sound through to the control room over the intercom channel. Now, you have the possibility that there might be somebody standing directly beneath the microphone and therefore be inordinately loud. Or you could have somebody standing over in the corner of the space and be unexpectedly quiet. Well, you could solve that problem with a compressor. And they did. So while Collins is sitting in the studio banging away on the drums, Padgham is sitting in the control room of the studio and listening to this and going, wow, that sounds really cool. From that, he developed a higher fidelity version of this effect with the drums mic'd appropriately, and that was the origin of one of the defining sounds of 1980s music of all popular genres. And it was a complete accident. Mr. Contest Master.